Mother Earth says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, 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 yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Creatures say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey, 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 yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And we are here to be ourselves, to be with one another, to be with our surroundings, to be. And we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings, take care, to care. Nahastan anila nijone go shabothya, nijone go shabothya. Hey, 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 yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Hey, 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 yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
Akwe, greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat Kiddushi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawantakwasin, to all of our relations.
Hey, 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 hey
From the drum High Noon off their Kenyon Records CD entitled The Way It All Began. That song was an intertribal dance when all dancers are welcomed into the circle. Many dances are done to express appreciation to Mother Earth or to honor someone or some event. Some dances are only performed during certain ceremonies. Others are social powwow songs. Dancing in the circle is a way of connecting to one's traditional tribal culture and hopefully passing them on to the next generation. Dancing is a sign of respect. Ashkwe, greetings and hello, everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. Today's broadcast is entitled Voices for Justice, Conversations with Youth Activists. One definition of justice from the dictionary is fairness or reasonableness, especially in the way people are treated and how decisions are made. Yad Kiddushi Native Center expands this definition to include our Mother Earth and our life. This concept of treating each other and the biosphere with dignity and respect is the basis of Yad Kiddushi Native Center's mission. It is the central focus of most every Wolf Mountain radio program. There are many aspects of justice, legally and morally. Many justice issues are interconnected. Examples include cultural, racial, ethnicity, social, religious, gender, age, geographic, professional work status, educational levels, economic, energy, and environmental. Justice issues should also be considered as universal human rights, as well as the right of nature to be protected around the globe. Today's program features Voices for Justice. They are conversations with youth activists who are willing to share their views on a variety of issues with listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio. These interview topics are as varied as are my program guests. What they all have in common is their sincerity of concern and willingness to try to fight for justice. Voices for Justice, Conversations with Youth Activists, took place during Encuentros in Immokalee, Florida, a poor rural town in southwest Florida where Yad Kiddushi Native Center is located. Encuentro is a Spanish term for gathering. Every year, Yad Kiddushi Native Center has the privilege to attend a national gathering of young people who are dedicated to standing up for poor people's dignity and human rights. The annual Immokalee Encuentro is hosted by the Student Farmworker Alliance. SFA is a decentralized network of diverse organizations and individuals working together for justice. The primary focus of SFA is being an ally to the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, CIW. Most Wolf Mountain Radio listeners have heard many of our programs about the Coalition of Immokalee Workers' efforts to defend themselves from social and economic exploitation by America's agribusiness food industry. The poverty and oppressive working conditions faced mostly by immigrant labor who harvest much of the fruits and vegetables Americans eat is nothing less than modern-day slavery. It is, as journalist Edward R. Murrow's classic documentary film title says, a harvest of shame. The grim reality of agricultural workers
in farm fields, and in food packing plants is little known by the general public. Abusive working conditions, payment level below a fair living wage, exemption from labor rights, lack of safety regulations, police harassment, racism, substandard housing, and serious environmental health problems are the types of injustices occurring in Immokalee and in many other places in America and around the world. These issues are very important to Yad Kadishi Native Center because, as most listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio know, I, like many other Native peoples in the world, have been a farm worker in North America not too long ago. Before immigrant labor, much of the farm work was done by Native Americans. I grew up harvesting blueberries, cranberries, potatoes, apples, and working in horticulture. I remember working long hours for very little money. In those days, racism and lack of respect towards Indians by the growers was very common, as it still is towards the mostly Central American and Haitian workers who are the predominant labor force now. Many of us American Indians were, like present-day workers, exposed to and made sick by agrochemical fertilizers, herbicides, and insecticides. This is one of the reasons why I became a professional ecologist, in order to fight against the poisoning of the people, land, and waters. This is a serious example of what some call environmental racism. Yad Kadishi Native Center's support of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers since its inception in 1995 has introduced me to many fine people, workers, student activists, community organizers, interfaith clergy, some members of the media, and even a few politicians who have an interest in these issues. Networking with people who care about injustice, especially the many students and young people across the country, gives me encouragement to continue my activism. I hope my conversations with the different program guests you will hear will likewise motivate you to fight for justice. The issues, campaigns, protest actions, and achievements of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers and their Student Farm Worker Alliance allies are well described on both CIW and SFA websites. Ways in which people can get involved and support this justice movement, as well as learning more about the struggle, are urged to visit CIW and SFA's websites, which are www.ciw-online.org and www.sfalliance.org for more information. I also want to remind Wolf Mountain Radio listeners that Yad Kadishi Native Center has produced many Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices radio programs about CIW, agribusiness, and farm worker struggles that can be heard anytime on the internet at www.radioforall.net. Once again, I also want to remind Wolf Mountain Radio listeners that Yad Kadishi Native Center has produced many Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices radio programs about the coalition, agribusiness, and farm worker struggles that can be heard anytime on the internet at www.radioforall.net. While today's program conversations include Coalition of Immokalee Worker issues, since Encuentro participants are in Immokalee in order to support the coalition, many of the views expressed by my program guests encompass other serious topics: human rights, immigration policy, campaign organizing, greenwashing by corporations and governments, coalition building, and economic globalization, as a few examples. Thank you for listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yad Kadishi Native Center. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. Aho, Kinawan Tokwisin to all of our relations. There are occasions when a Wolf Mountain Radio guest, especially activists or persons from another country, needs to be careful about speaking their name, since exposing whom they are could cause trouble for them or their families. This is the case of my first guest, whom I can say, in addition to his activism, is a fine musician who shared several songs here at the Encuentro. So let me just say welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio and ask you to tell our worldwide listeners why you are here at the Encuentro.
And the reason I'm here is because within our communities, there's a lot of need for organizing and a lot of need for consciousness about, or just awareness in general, about what's happening within the states. I think one of the things that it affects us directly is the food. And so I feel like what the CIW is doing and what the SF, alongside with the SFA, is to provide that consciousness to allow our people to be able to be conscious enough to say, you know, like to reject that food that makes us so unhealthy. And so I think that by being here and being able to get the information directly from the source is very valid when we take it back to our communities. And when we say these things to our community, when it's coming directly from somebody that belongs to that community, it is that much important. So I think that's a little bit of why I am here today, taking part in the SFA Encuentros.
Last night at CIW's Community Center, we enjoyed an evening of cultural performances as part of the importance of music and art in supporting justice struggles. In many cultures that have been oppressed, songs have been ways to share information that were prohibited by the dominating society. Songs also help to unify people in resistance to colonial rule. Music is also important for teaching and encouraging young people to know their cultural history and be proud of defending their cultural lifeways. As an activist and musician, would you please share your thoughts on the role of music in the movement for social justice?
The importance of music has been something that has been part of us since before the establishment of the colonies here in the Americas. I think that through music, it's been so ingrained within our all culture that it has become now very vibrant way of organizing, or a vibrant way of engaging, whether it's young people and older people, making that connection between the young and the old, and kind of have a very strong sense of belonging. I think that through the music, our youth and our elders are becoming more closely together. I think that as part of a growing movement of consciousness within the arts, and also as part of the CIW, I think that it provides that burst of energy, that spark that we all know that it's within us, and I think that it provides a safe space for people to participate because they feel so motivated, or they feel so inspired, or they feel like they're animators and stuff. And so I think the music has that power to do that to people. Also, that's a little bit of what I think music has adapted to the new way of organizing and the new way of in different campaigns.
Perdido,
Son del Centro, a collective of musicians from Santa Ana, California. The young singers of Son del Centro are dedicated to learning and sharing Mexican Son Jarocho culture. The name of that song from their CD was La Caña. Son del Centro's performances at fiestas or activist events empower communities to be proud of their history and traditions. Their music encourages people to fight for justice. Members of Son del Centro have participated in every annual Immokalee Encuentro. I am honored by their friendship. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yad Kadishi Native Center. Today's broadcast is entitled Voices for Justice, Conversations with Youth Activists. I have the pleasure to be speaking with one fine young person whom I mentioned in today's program introduction. Cannot mention his name in fear of what may happen to him or his family due to his human rights work. It is important to remind Wolf Mountain Radio listeners that being a community activist, like myself and my program guest, can be dangerous. Fighting injustices by governments or corporations can mean harassment, imprisonment, or worse. The price of freedom and justice can be high. Sir, one very important concern of Yad Kadishi Native Center is the issue of racism and xenophobia, especially in immigration policy. This is a topic Wolf Mountain Radio often reports on. The United States-Mexican border, approximately 2,000 miles long, continues to be a very harsh and violent situation for those, primarily people from Central America, who wish to live in the United States. Federal Border Patrol officers, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, state and local police, and even some National Guard units are all engaged in surveillance and capture operations. It is in reality a militarized zone. In addition, well-organized, equipped, and funded civilian militias, some with ties to the white supremacist movement, are dangerous vigilantes. Many of the so-called illegal crossings occur within native homelands of the Toto Odham, Yaqui, Huichol, and Inde Apache. This is one reason why many of us, American Indians, are against U.S. immigration policy. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Secure Border Initiative and Congress's Secure Fence Act are very troubling to many of us. The detention and deportation actions by the American government is unjust. Sir, would you please share your views?
Being a Mexican, my home is Mexico, and that's where I was born. And I think that some of the racism that exists now, I mean, even in the place where I'm from in California, I mean, you have ICE raids constantly, all the time. And I think that now the United States has always kind of managed to find scapegoats. And at this point in time, I feel that it's like the people who come from Mexico, Central America, and South America are the ones who are being targeted and being used as a scapegoat to kind of cover up for the things that they're not doing. People who migrate might not understand a system who is very oppressing and it works perfectly for the U.S. government. Perhaps maybe us as young people might not quite understand how this system works and they're using it to its advantage. I feel like in that way we are at a disadvantage, not only for us people who come from Mexico or people who come from South America, but also Native Americans, people who are from the States. Just recently I just came back from South Dakota and I went to Pine Ridge Reservation, and the Pine Ridge Reservation is one of the poorest places here in the States. So I feel like it's not a struggle that is restricted just to people who come from Mexico, who migrate from Mexico and South America. I feel that it's a type of colonialism that continues to exist, continues to oppress people who come from the outside and people who have been here for many years before.
The crops are all in, and the peaches are rotting. The oranges are piled in the creosote dumps. are flying them back to the Mexican border to pay all their money to wait back again. Goodbye to my Juan, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesús y María. You won't have your names when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportee. My mother and father, they waited that river. They took all the money they made in their lives. My sisters and brothers come working the fruit trees, and they rode the trucks till they took down and died. Some of us are illegal and others not wanted. Our work contract's out and we have to move on. It's 600 miles to that Mexican border. They chase us like outlaws, like rustlers, like thieves. Goodbye to my Juan, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesús y María. You won't have your names when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportee. We died in your hills, and we died in your deserts. We died in your valleys and died on your plains. We died 'neath your trees and we died in your bushes. Both sides of the river we died just the same. The skyplane caught fire over Los Gatos Canyon. A fireball of lightning that shook all our hills. Who are all these dear friends all scattered like dry leaves? The radio says they are just deportees. Is this the best way we can grow these big orchards? Is this the best way we can grow our good food? To fall like dry leaves, to rot on the topsoil, and be called by no name except deportee. Goodbye to my Juan, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesús y María. You won't have your names when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportees.
Music from the All People Singers from their classic Songs of Struggle cassette. The name of that song was Deportee. I am talking with a young social justice activist and musician here at the annual Immokalee Encuentro. The Encuentro brings together young people from across what is now called America in an alliance to support poor people's struggle for dignity and justice. This gathering of students and youth who are from different cultural, racial, gender, and socioeconomic backgrounds dedicate themselves to various social justice issues, such as supporting CIW farmworker campaigns against exploitation by agribusiness and the food industry. Being part of this movement and meeting so many fine youth activists every year reassures me that this younger generation is willing to fight for justice. This is why Yad Kiddush Native Center tries to encourage and mentor young people to work for a better world. I view it as a part of the circle of resistance, where our ancestors fought in defense of the earth and our cultures and future. In each generation, there have always been those who carry on the struggle. I hope my years of activism have honored my ancestors, my Nichitunganooks. Sir, now we are in the 21st century. How do you feel about your generation? Are you optimistic that things will change? Do you have hope for the future?
I think that as a young person, I do. I feel that it's interesting because for us, if we have come to know that as long as we are staying true to where we're from and where we're coming from and to appreciate each other's differences and not see them as boundaries, to be able to work together. And I think that one of the things that is mentioned often enough in Mexico that is what unites us is the fact that we have so many different calendars. I think in Mexico, there is over 20 calendars. And to some people might seem contradicting because in these modern ways of viewing things, something that unites is something that is like only one, or that one thing that is gonna have affiliations with everybody. But instead, you have this idea that what makes you together is the fact that you are different. And so I feel that through our music and through what is rightfully ours, and that the things that makes us who we are as people from the Western Hemisphere is very crucial to our foundation to continue to struggle, whether it is here with the CIW and the SFA, whether it's back home in our cultural center, in the Mexican Culture Center, whether it is wherever we go, as long as we bring who we are and be proud of that, we're gonna be able to make those substantial changes that we all trying to get to.
Earlier in our discussion, you briefly mentioned that colonization has oppressed people of the Western Hemisphere. I very much agree with this truth. Colonial conquest and its legacy is an important topic in many of our Wolf Mountain Radio programs. A central aspect of this cultural history is Christianity. Many of our worldwide listeners have heard Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices programs talk about the infamous 1493 Vatican Decree, when Pope Alexander VI issued the Inter Soterra Papal Bull. This official church declaration sanctioned the conquest of all of the lands and peoples of the non-white, non-Christian world in the name of Christianity, the rape and plunder of the so-called New World, not to mention slavery and the genocide of millions of indigenous peoples. This is why native peoples throughout the world called for the Vatican to rescind this decree. We also want a formal apology to indigenous peoples whose generations have been victims of this conquest. No pope has ever done either. It is amazing how powerful and widespread this Eurocentric Christian religion has been for more than 500 years. In view of this, many indigenous peoples like myself believe cultural liberation from the past 517 years means reestablishing pre-Christian traditional cultural spiritual lifeways. I am encouraged by seeing some of this renewal happening throughout the Americas. It is hopefully the beginning of the fulfillment of our ancient prophecy of the eagle, hawk, and condor, when indigenous peoples of what is now called North, Central, and South America would be more unified and return to our ancient cultural spiritual ways. My friend, would you please comment on this topic of Christianity?
I think that the presence of the Catholic Church in Mexico is very prominent. You cannot deny the fact that the Catholic Church has had its way in Mexico and Central America and South America. There has been practices of genocide through the Inquisition throughout Mexico and throughout Central America. It is unfortunate. It's been more than 500 years of colonizations, so it is very difficult. We're facing very difficult times in Mexico and in the States and throughout Central America and South America, in the whole entire Western Hemisphere. I feel prominent presence of the Catholic Church throughout the Americas has hindered our progress into becoming more of who we are as people. I feel because this is a very oppressive system of religion, it has not allowed us to kind of like come together in a way that it's going to be very significant. And I feel that it's if you can't deny that fact. I mean, as much as we want to say that, you know, we want to dispose ourselves from, like, or repel ourselves from, like, any type of religious beliefs, I mean, you can't deny it. It is very much there, and it's what our parents kind of just grew up with, and we kind of are born into that. But at the same time, we do kind of try to, as much as we can, try to work around it and then reappropriate things. Yes, this is a constant struggle that we go through as people, as individuals who want to create this change or this consciousness amongst our younger brothers and sisters, and as like I know that a lot of Native, whether from the South or the North, share the same sentiment as far as that we're not owners of this earth and that we're just here temporarily, and that we always have this mentality or this philosophy about making sure that the place that we are now is gonna be a place where 7 generations down are going to continue to be living in this earth. We share those sentiments, and I think that it's a constant struggle to try to get to that place. But I think that one thing that we have is we never lose hope. We feel like even though we have been occupied, we continue to remain in this land, and we continue to share these experiences. Is that what keeps us going?
Tribes then, lived in the sacred ways. We needed no one to show us how to pray. No need of guilt. No need of shame. We had no devil who preached in Jesus' name. Until the Christians came. Until the Christians came. Their tongues, burn their way of life. And those strong enough to resist were beaten within an inch of their lives. When the Christians came. power to keep us from coming home. Now we're coming home. Yes, we're coming home. Tribes then lived in sacred ways. We needed no one to show us how to pray.
You are listening to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat Kitichi Native Center. Yat Kitichi Native Center defends Mother Earth and the cultural lifeways of indigenous peoples throughout the world. Yat Kitichi Native Center is an intertribal culture and arts, environmental protection, social justice, and news media organization. Yat Kitichi Native Center portrays Native peoples and their worldviews in a more accurate and in-depth depiction of both our ancestral and contemporary cultures. Yat Kitichi Native Center serves to educate by providing a deeper understanding of our diverse cultures, arts, values, histories, and contemporary situations. Yat Kitichi tries to honor traditional ways by instilling an appreciation and respect for Mother Earth and tribal peoples throughout the world. Yat Kitichi Native Center educates the public on important issues facing indigenous communities. We work in support of intertribal, cultural, environmental, and social justice issues by networking with other organizations and events which share our concerns. Yat Kitichi Native Center serves as a focal point for Native news and information. We maintain a documentary library for networking with the Native and international press. Yat Kitichi Native Center's Speakers Bureau provides spokespersons for school programs, conference speakers, and community presentations. Yat Kitichi Native Center is experienced in planning, promoting Native forums, symposiums, powwows, and cultural events. Yat Kitichi's Mishkwinataki Environment Program protects Mother Earth through conservation and restoration projects. Yat Kitichi's Environmental Education Program focuses on curriculum development, teacher training, and nature field trips. We are members of the professional organization, the North American Association of Environmental Education. Yat Kitichi Native Center's Wolf Mountain Radio Program, Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, honors Native American and Indigenous peoples throughout the world by being a voice for our ancestors, contemporary, and future generations. Native peoples throughout the world are concerned for the well-being of sacred Mother Earth, tribal sovereignty, and respect for cultural lifeways. If you appreciate hearing Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, we ask you, our listeners, to help financially support our program to stay on the air. Wolf Mountain Radio is an all-volunteer production. Any financial contribution to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices will be greatly appreciated. We thank you for listening to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. We welcome your comments and suggestions. Please feel free to contact us about our consulting services, or if you or your organization is interested in hosting a speaker or educational forum. To contact Yat Kedichi Native Center, write to Yat Kedichi Native Center, 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Florida, 34120, USA. Yat Kedichi Native Center sincerely thanks you. Aho, Kinawatakusin, to all of our relations.
The song you heard prior to our Wolf Mountain Radio program identification was from the Songs for Justice Project, which featured singer-songwriter Dennis Harrison, Betty Hurst, Ted Williams, Diana Osborne, Gabe Horn, and yours truly, Oness, on drums. The name of that song was When the Christians Came. Well, dear friends, we're nearing the end of our broadcast time together for this edition of Wolf Mountain Radio. Please listen next time for Program 2 of Voices for Justice, Conversations with Youth Activists from the Immokalee and Quentro. People interested in learning more about farm worker human rights issues, please visit the Coalition of Immokalee Workers website and the Student Farm Worker Alliance website. They are www.ciw-online.org and www.sfalliance.org. Yat Kedichi Native Center, host and producer of Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, encourages worldwide listeners to get involved in campaigns and actions for justice, however you can and wherever you live. The society we now have and the type of life future generations will inherit depends upon everyone, everywhere, working together for a better world for all. We shall conclude today's program with a song from a 2004 CIW benefit CD entitled Music de la Coalición de Trabajadores de Immokalee. The name of the song is Una Dia Normal. Thank you for listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. This is your host and producer, Oness Pritzker. Aho, Kinawantakusin, to all of our relations.
Es un día normal, pero yo voy a hacerlo intenso. Hoy puede apagarse el sol, pero no la luz de mi alma. En un día como hoy, caminaré más despacio. En un día como hoy, te amarraré con mis brazos en un día como hoy, porque nunca sabes lo que tienes hasta que lo pierdes. Lamentablemente nunca estés, yo desde aquí te besaré en mis sueños. Mi sangre arderá por ti hasta que me pierda por tu cuerpo. En un día como hoy, caminaré más despacio. En un día como hoy, defenderé mi verdad. Como hoy, te amarraré con mis brazos. En un día como hoy, porque nunca sabes lo que tienes.
Good night.